Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
What's up? It's Monstrous Monday. You know what that means. It's about time to get ready. Turn up for y'all week. Shut up. I'm eating the candy bar. I'm trying to get some energy.
Okay.
Me,
you just so busy out here and you were sharing. Just,
You see how skinny I am? I need all the food and candy I can get. Matter of fact, if y'all notice how skinny I am in my pic, you can send some food here to the studio at, I'm just fucking with y'all. but you can send me some coupons in the email. But all right, y'all, it's Monstrous Monday, so you know what that means. We're trying to get y'all ready for the week. We got entertainment news, who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got some music for you guys. Tell you about what else we got coming up in the week. I think we got a pretty good show for them tonight. How you feel about it? You got your investigative reports and all that stuff together over there with your big stack of papers?
Yes, getting them together, I shall do. It's all good, y'all. We about to have some fun with this Who's Bumble Who's Getting the Fat. You know, the weekend was hot. Got to tell y'all about, you know, what happened in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, I'm going to hold back. But I can't wait. You know, talk about the weekend, talk about, you know, our Black History still, and, you know, the fun stuff that goes down on the underground and above ground. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, let's not hold them back too much longer. Let them know who the show's brought to you by, and then we'll get into some music, and then we'll bring it back and get into all the heat and the meat.
The Soul Let Me Speak by the one and only Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K. Also, Elite Sway Management, Monster US Radio, Monster US Apparel, and Picasso Painting. I'm always putting the radio on there. I love it. I'm just the best.
Right. It's just habit.
That's fine.
It's just habit. You'll get right
habit.
One day. But
habit.
It's just a habit.
I'll get right one day. Habit.
Yeah. We all right. We ain't going to judge you. We just going to pray for you as we listen to this Jesse Star ass. It's called Press Rewind, because I know you wish you could, and say that all over again.
I really do, y'all.
Monstrous Radio.
But I can't. So hit us up.
Make me quake.
563-999-3411. Hit us up, y'all. Press 1.
I can press Rewind. If I could take a spaceship and go back in time, I'd bring you to my world, pick up where we left behind. I would do the things that I promised to do if it meant that I could.
Where you are, my only regret is not telling the truth. If I could press rewind.
back in time. Heal up, reel up, bring it back, come rewind. Searching for a real love, just so hard to find. Hurting cause I realized I was in it part time. Wishing that I didn't ever bruise your heart. Now I'm sitting reminiscing over you, my God. I was your one and only, now I'm numb and lonely. If only I listened to Jesse's story.
Let's take it back in time. Feeling it all so right. Reminisce on the love we had. In time, I can press rewind. If only I can turn back the hands of time. When wish my wish comes true. We need to say this freeway. I love you.
Yeah, Jesse Story. Monstrous Radio Live. Uh-huh. Monstrous Mondays. Yeah. I hope y'all ready to get it in. The number is 563-999-3411. I know that's not something new, but it's not something you're going to hear on everyday rotation. But definitely she, I believe she was on the show, Miss Unbelievable, back in the day we interviewed, let's see. It was Mr. Woods. I'm going to get the name of the squad. It was a collective of artists, and they all had came together, and they did something really, really big and something great. Maybe I'll try to find some more of their music, maybe expose them just a little bit. I have to go back and look. You know, we deal with so many artists, I can't be remembering that much. But, yeah. But actually, she's got a song, like, with Jada Kiss. So she's really doing some big things. I need to be checking back in with these people, get some updates for everybody. But, again, that's Jesse Story. It's J-E-S-S-I-E-S-T-O-R-E-Y. You know, you got to spell people's names nowadays. Everything be so similar. But, hey, we're here. Let her know you heard her music right here on Monster US Radio Podcast. Also available at monstarsradio.com. So, who you got on out? Who's bumping? Who's getting fat? Who's on the chop block along the other things that we discussed for people to talk about at the water cooler? But who's getting it tonight?
Well, who's getting it tonight is the stripper. You know, I got to update. I always got to update. The bank card. Yes. The Asundro brothers. The NBA All-Star Weekend, stuff that happened down at Candy's house, Kendall, you know, the Kardashians, and I got some Lori Harvey stuff, and I want to talk about Diamond Dash and this Chinese doctor, what he said. I cannot wait till y'all hear what the Chinese doctor said. Y'all going to be like, what? Yes.
I bet you got something to do with that virus. I can't wait to hear that one. See,
absolutely.
I'm over here rocking back and forth like I'm ready for double dutch. It is. I'm just saying. So let's see. What else do we got going on tonight? We got other stuff. We got topics right now.
Well, you know, we always got topics. So, you know, we're staying within the love of Black history. And so, we were going to keep on talking about the need to understand, you know, the freedom fighters of before, you know what I'm saying? They had a fight.
Mm-hmm.
What is your fuel of the fight? Like, what is that going to look for you? What is your inspiration? And how do you want to make a change? The fuel from the freedom fighters now.
Okay.
How do you want to make a change? And what's your fuel to fight? We talked about it a little bit last week, but we didn't go into that big of a depth. So I still want to know what's your fuel to fight and what's your inspiration that makes you want to change?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see where you're going. You're trying to pull out the heat conversation. All right, we're going to see where it goes down because, you know, we don't run by scripts. Just remember, everything is the comments of those people speaking and may not necessarily reflect the views of the Monstars Radio Network. We just going to put that out there right now.
yeah, for you, sir. For you.
Yes, I'm not tripping tonight, though. I'm cool.
For now. Uh-huh.
Right. That's the key word. For now.
Right. I caught the cold word. I'm trying to tell you, I caught the cold word. You ain't got to. All right, so we ready for this Who's Bumma Who's Getting Fatter? We about to hit another radio joint. What are we doing?
We got another track to hit. Let's see, and then we could do it after that. Let's see. Trying to figure out what I want to play. I got some Kalani, some Keisha Cole. Actually, I'm kind of feeling this new Yo Gotti. You know, I kind of play some R&B coming in. But, I mean, if you want to hear some Kalani and Keisha Cole, I mean, that's a cool one, too. But, you know, but maybe I'm starting to feel some kind of way.
Maybe
I'm going to be on the shits again. You know what?
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Hey,
come through.
Come through, though. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Trying to get my. It's
Monday. Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Shawty think this. We get a friend together. Yes, I think this. I heard you hit a rock. You taking a risk.
Yo, God, you hit a rock.
She gon' go. With the bro. She a secret. Just on the low. I ain't tricking at all. I ain't spending no dough. Won't catch me on no blogs. Ain't linked to no. I'm low. So you gangsta. You applying pressure. She a dang. She too extra. She that went viral. Show the world your text message. You had to block. Cause she missing. I'ma go. I know I'ma go. I am. But don't you call me that. Cause it come with the smoke. I'ma go. Got women galore. How many Instagram models I didn't get with before? I lost count, I don't even know. But if you see me like a pig, I probably got up before. I'ma go, I know I'ma go. But don't you call me that, cause it come with the smoke. Oh, you a hustler.
I am.
Take care of your family and your kids and your jewelry customer. I beat it up, she wipe me down, then we call her cutter. Her ex a real boss, her friend a real swiper. My girl a real boss, your chick ain't nothing like her.
At all.
Yeah, I like her.
I like her.
Mess around and make me wife.
I'm gonna slide in the thing, slide.
Plan, go and see him,
plan.
Work her out like a trainer, but then not a gym.
Oh, she slick.
She with the, she with. You committed to it. That's your. We got 5 minutes, I'ma hit it quick. Once I slide in her, I be like, got that drip. You put stamps on her passport, y'all took trip. Come off the hip, you get flipped. That's off the rip. Oh, he got shot in the leg, but you got killed. Your crew keep talking this, boy, y'all a trip. I know I'ma go.
I am.
But don't you call me that, cause it come with the smoke. I'ma go, got women galore. How many Instagram models I didn't get with before? I lost count, I don't even know. But if you see me like a pig, I probably got up before. I'ma go, I know I'ma go. But don't you call me that, cause it come with the smoke. I'ma go, you know I'ma go.
I am.
I can't commit myself to none of these. I tell my woes who's selling my dope. If you get caught, please don't tell on me, bro. This the code, we live out of code. Get money, stay flat, don't trick on no. This the code, we live out of code. Why you hard on your, but you soft on the. I'm a goat, you know I'm the goat. I'm a goat, you know.
All right. That's some Yo Gotti. It's called Heaven on Earth. AKA, it's a hoe. I didn't name it, he named it. Some people have been having problems listening to the show on their phones. I figured out what the problem was when you push it, especially if you're pushing like off of social media, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. You can, at the top, as soon as it goes over there, it'll take you to the blog talk, whatnot. But in the top right corner, there'll be some dots. You push that dot. And it'll say open in, and you can push Safari, Google, or whatever that is. Push one of those, and when it opens, you won't get it where it only plays for like a minute, 15 seconds, and then cuts off on you. So that's how you can keep it where it keeps streaming and play the whole entire show on your phone. So I'm going to have to make a video and put that up somewhere so people, you know, they'll understand, because I've been getting that a lot, people saying that they've been having that problem. So I figured it out, so that's how you can make that work. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, 15 that we got topics and, you know, things to talk about. Let's go ahead and get into it because, you know, sometimes I get to running off at the mouth like a politician and I'll just go on and on and on. So let's go ahead and see what we got, what we're rolling with tonight. Who's going to get it on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat?
Okay, so I'm about to say Diamond Dash. He's supposed to be the first one. He said, my ex is a fraud. Sues Rachel Ward for cut up fashion bid. So Diamond Dash's ex-wife, Rachel Ward, has been hiding stacks of cash that are rightfully his. The fruit of her fashion company's labor. So he's suing her for fraud. He's getting money anywhere he can. Dame is pissed off about Rachel Ward's brand of clothes with several lines. She sells at Bloomingdale's and different departments. In his suit, he says the company is a flush, earning profits in the millions each year. His issue is in his cut of that pie. Dane claims that Rachel conspired with seven other companies involved in keeping RRA afloat to hide the amount of money that was due to Dime to go in his pockets. He's pretty colorful and complete with his allegations, claim they're manipulative, diverted, misappropriate, transfer, concealed, and embezzled funds. Rachel and company led submitting fraudulent accounting, withheld payments, and undervalued Diamond's share of RRB. Dame says he was an original member of Rachel's company when she formed it in 2008. They were still married then, and he, as such, he's entitled to the royalties. As far as Dame is concerned, the alleged shell game with his money started in 2014 with a royalty payment check of $175,000 was withheld. He claimed this happened again in 2015 with a $200,000 check being held. He said the RRB, his interest is for $1 million, but she reneged with no explanation. He's suing the company, accountants, lawyers, anyone who conspired against him. Dame said, this is an open book case. Give me my money. Give me my money.
I mean, you know, when you want to say something, be like, well, what could be? You just go, I mean, in business, this is almost like, you know, Monstrous Monday used to be mainly about business and things like that, help you with that. And these are things like people don't be thinking about. Like, this shit really goes on. Say, like, just because you break up with a manager or, you know, you was dating a girl and she was help writing your music just because y'all break up, there's statutes of limitations to all that stuff. Like, years after. You know what I mean? So it could be, you know, I don't know what their situation is, you know what I mean? But yeah, the statutes of limitations are not like, but it's copyrights and all that type of stuff. Say, like, if you have a manager and your contract is for 2 years, usually if you read the contract deeply, your contract usually is going to really be for about 4 years. Why? Because after the 2 years is over, any money that still has been processed between, you know what I mean, within that contract, they're still liable for any money that may come behind because of that stuff that they did. And it breaks down time after that. I think the first one might be, let's say, like, it could be the first one might be 6 months or a year. And say if it's a 6 months, then after that it's going to be 3 months, and then 3 months after that, and then probably after that they may not have any ties. But any money that comes from something that they did, say, like a song that they was managing while you was with them, they're still entitled to money with that, even after that right there. So that's where a lot of people get caught up. And, yeah, you know, Damon, man, you know he coming. You know he coming. You know he coming. I mean, let's check in with Jazzy B right quick, see how she feel about it. You heard what we just talking about right there, Jazzy? Hello.
Yes, I heard what we was talking about.
How you feel about it?
My opinion, you know, I feel he sound like a bitch.
You said he do?
Yes.
I mean, if she was high money,
Man, this nigga probably hide money too. Shit, we all know the real story.
Probably got money he told her about too. Shit. Who you think he was living with him? Who she learning from?
Thanks.
All right.
I feel like nigga, you already rich as hell. Like, really, bro? This little money that she got is hurting you? Like, come on now.
Well, a million is a million.
I mean, it is, but that nigga not hurting for it, is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, on Friday, DJ Monster was talking about the new thing, Galentine's Day. Well, it's a thing. Kendall, Bella, and Justin, they went on a grocery run for Galentine's Day on Friday the 14th. The famous trio hit up Whole Foods in the Big Apple, shopped for one another. They was there for Fashion Week. They hooked up with some other friends. At some point, it was like they was having a ball. They said, "Happy Valentine's Day, belated ladies who didn't have a date and was celebrating Galentine's Day." Galentine's Day.
See, that's one of them puff holidays. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, y'all women just want y'all goddamn fingernails painted and some puffy ass house shoes. It's so fluffy for y'all. It's just, the day is not for everybody. The day is for people that are couples in love, and that's what it's for, and that's the end of it. Y'all making up all the little side shit. Well, if you ain't got one, we can hang out together. Man, I just want to have a little piece. I'm going to stop. I ain't never going to have another love life again. I'm going to stop. At least let me trick them first before they realize the bullshit I be on. But, yeah, see, that it is what it is. I mean, is it that a good thing for y'all? I mean, y'all like that? A day for, if you ain't got a Valentine's, y'all hang out? I mean, what the hell y'all going to do?
You ain't got to keep making up no days for girls to hang out. I mean, it is what it is. You ain't got to call no Galentine's Day. What are we going to call it? Gallon Prez Day? Like, you don't have to keep making up names to hang out with your girlfriends. If you ain't got no man at that time, just go hang out with your girls and call it a girls' night. You don't have to. It's just another commercialized thing that they're going to pick up and they're going to run with.
Yep.
Like, no. Who needs
another
that? Like, nobody. Nobody. This is ridiculous. It's another ploy to get money. It's another ploy to set up stuff for other people to go broke on and get mad at your girl if she don't want to spend Galentine's Day with you. And you just maybe want to be by your damn self at the crib. So it's just another setup for a setup to be let down.
I mean, y'all already do y'all ladies' night out. I mean, y'all even got a whole night of the week. Ladies' night at the club. There ain't no fellas' night. I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop. Like, I ain't never, ever going to get a date again. Watch. They're going to be like, I heard you on the show. You ain't shit. It's all good.
I'm going to defend you, E.
But,
I'm going to defend you. I got your back, homie.
Cause they going to be like, stone him. It's unbelievable. Save me with another topic before I destroy myself.
Okay, so remember I was talking to you guys about the bank and the Harriet Tubman card with United One. Well, Harriet Tubman's bank card spiked. What controversy they were saying. So the bank was under fire for the Harriet Tubman card design, saying its sales are the only thing on fire because new and old customers are clamoring for the new debit card. United One, claiming to be America's once again largest black-owned bank, is seeing astronomical larger volumes than usual after debuting the Harry Tubman card, were told the bank is seeing 10 times their normal volume in terms of bank accounts, sign-up accounts, holdings requests, switch to the new debit card, and inquiries within 72 hours. They've seen a spike in their number since 2016, partnering with Killer Mike's Bank Black movement. One United claims more than $50 million in deposits was moved to Black-owned businesses across the country. This time around, One United feels it got a hit on its hands based on early numbers and based on the Harriet Summit Wakanda forever. They about to double down and make this bank stand forever. Apology, unapologetically Black is how you need to go if you're going to go away.
I couldn't remember last week when we brought it up. I couldn't remember. Yeah, I remember now you said the guy's name with the whole movement. I remember when he first started it. It's a great thing. but I could be wrong, man. I got to be, and that's what it's all about, giving y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler. But I'm just going to be honest, man. I really didn't like when I seen the picture of it, of Harriet Tubman and the Wakanda sign. I'm going to just keep it 100. I mean, they could have went a different way. They should have used, like, a young, beautiful Harriet Tubman or something. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we don't always have to go with the slavery pics and stuff like that. But, oh, my God, it looked Photoshopped as hell. I mean, obviously, it's Photoshopped, but... I mean, the arms wasn't even her same color. I mean, I love the bank. I love the idea. You know, if you listen last week, I was all with it. I couldn't wait to see the picture. I was going to look. I knew it was going to be wonderful. You know, Black Bangers. I could be wrong. I mean, did y'all see it? Did y'all see it? I mean, am I wrong? Pray for me. Do they need to pray for me?
Yeah. I seen it, and it's just a pic. You know, we're talking about Black history. We're talking about how they was, and you know, they're trying to mix the old with the new. I think it's cool.
All right, Jen.
I think it got our attention.
I did not see it.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Can you hear us? Okay. Did you see the credit card pick of Harriet Tubman with the Wakanda?
I actually did not see it.
Oh, okay. I wish I still had the little clip. I could have posted it over here in the chat group, whatever, whatnot, right quick. But, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm just saying, it is what it is. I'm not feeling it. I don't know, but
I know she's an important part of Black history, but I would like to know why they chose her and not anybody else.
You know, I think they got like a whole list of folks. They got like holograms and a whole bunch like kings and queens and different things like that. They chose her because they were like, she was the one that did the movement of the people. So, you know, I don't think it was anything that was being disrespectful when they put it Wakanda forever, because it was like she's forever, you know, standing her ground. You know, she's forever moving the people, and they want to move the people unapologetically to the Blackness. So.
Yeah, see, I totally get it, and I still think it's a beautiful thing. I'm just not liking the artwork that they went with. I mean, I get it with the Harriet Tubman, like you said, it's, you know, the fight for freedom, and that's what this bank is all about, helping us get economic freedom, and build. You know what I mean? With the basis of, you know, reinvesting back into our communities and things like that. So I think it's a beautiful thing. I think the whole Harriet Tubman, the idea is great. I even like the idea with the Wakanda part, but I just don't, the artwork they got right now, I'm just not feeling that. I think they could have did better. That's all I have to say. You know what I mean?
I don't, I don't like the picture either. I felt like
okay,
feel
now
like
you got a chance to
see better picture. Yeah, I seen it.
Why? It's like
yeah, I don't. Yeah, they could have used it.
Yeah.
At least
yeah,
it's the ancient mama rag off her head. I mean,
boop.
But yeah, they could have. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, don't give her no Chinese Brazilian weave or nothing like that. But I mean, come on, y'all ain't got no other picture of her. Something else. I'm just saying. Maybe one of her grandkids. Yeah, I'm going to quit. See,
I think it was.
People
going to
be like,
point,
we don't like him at all.
I don't think they were looking more or less the picture, but then the point. I think that's what they was looking for the most. But, you know, us critics, we looking at the picture because that's, you know, what's going to draw us. But I think the point for them was, because if you, like, go on their website, you will see other designs that they have of people. I think they were just, you know, saying that we're black. Now, it doesn't mean that that's what they supposed to look like as black folks with the bonnet, but it was the point of this is who we're.
I feel like they should have went with different artwork.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know I'm about to talk about
accomplishing dude, but yeah. I feel like, I mean, there's a million pictures of her. Y'all could have, even if y'all would have put a black and white photo on there, it would have been better than the one y'all got on there right now.
But then you guys got to put a copyright. So if they don't want to, they probably had somebody draw it, so they don't have to pay nobody for the copyrights of it either. So.
Oh, don't go there. Don't do it. I'm pretty sure they paid whatever they had to pay. Cause because you can't say you representing the community and then try to dodge some copyrights and not pay the people. Power to the people.
Well, they must have paid the artist because who did the Wakanda? Like, who did it? They had to pay somebody, an artist, to do that because that just wasn't a picture. I have never seen that picture nowhere. So they have had to paint it, and that's what their representation of what they thought is.
Right. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure they paid the copyright. I'm just saying. They had to. I ain't gonna start no trouble because I don't want no trouble. Okay. What else we got?
They paid somebody.
Right.
All right. So you know, I always gotta talk about my new girlfriend, they call her the bounce back stripper. My next career move. Hey, she's going to be a sexy food critic. So, Miss Sky, the exotic dancer who came crashing down from the 14-foot pole, kept twerking, we all know, but her new life after stripping, besides wanting to go to school, okay, because I told y'all that last week, besides going to school, she wants, and after her jaw heals, okay, she wants to chomp on some food and be a food critic, okay? She's willing to sample anything edible, but she says she's a chicken wing connoisseur, and she's got a thing for tacos and sushi. The hardest part of being on the menu and on the mend, and she's unable to eat her favorite food, and she's got another 3 weeks of getting her meals through a straw. She's got the appetite of a football player, and she's making her pitch to turn her food critic dream into reality. Bon appetit. I don't know if that's before or after she goes to beauty school.
Okay, did you say she gonna, you said she gonna do this after her jaw heal, right? She not
after
doing no taste test
heal.
Through a straw. Okay, I'm just saying.
No.
Okay.
I mean, she'd be a bad son of a bun if she did that, but no.
I mean, she come up with a hell of a slogan. I'm just saying, for a food critic, I mean, I hope it all works out for her, but, I mean, what's the slogan going to be like? I heard it smack your mama, but this food will fix your jaw. I don't know. But I do want to say I do wish her, because I seen what happened. I know I made fun of her, y'all. But and I reviewed the tape, and I reviewed it in slow motion. I know I was saying some cruel things last week, y'all. Y'all gonna have to forgive me. Pray for me. I was like, she dies, she dies. That was just cruel. That was just mean to me, insensitive to other people in tragical situations. Because I seen it. I seen it again. When she hit that ground, she probably was like, she probably had a concussion. That's probably why she kept twerking. That's the main thing everybody's talking about, well, how she keep progressing. She probably had a concussion. She probably didn't know what the hell happened. It was just natural. Just bam. So now, you know, after seeing her on Wendy Williams, you know, doing the interview like this, and blah, 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 I never seen nobody do an interview like that. So, you know, I salute her on that. And I know people going to make fun of her. What you said they call her now? What's her name?
The bounce back stripper. Yeah.
Right, that's messed up, man. That's messed up, man. We just got to pray for her, because hopefully, I'm trying not to say nothing too petty or funny. I'm just going to wish her well. I'm just going to stop there. I'm trying to keep my rapport. I'm still trying to find a church that they're going to let me into.
She gonna go wherever the highest bidder is gonna pay her. That's going to equate to her stripper money. Because, honey, she has a lifestyle that she has to keep up. And she must have known that the job as a beautician or what esthetician what she was going into wasn't enough. So she's going to make all her little dreams come true, far as being in the videos, far as being a food critic, far as probably writing a book, far as being a motivational speaker. For wherever the money calls, that's where we're going to see the bounce back at.
Right, right, right. Hey, a lot of them things, as you said, like, yeah, she could do a lot of them things and, yeah, turn tragedy into triumph. Wow. I think about kind of like that. And I think that's what a lot of people got to do. Like, when things in life, I mean, yeah, sometimes people going to make fun of you, whatever, but turn that to your advantage. You know what I mean? Sometimes you can't just sit back and mope. Like, some people probably would have did, went through depression and went downhill and a lot of stuff after that, because that was embarrassing. Let's keep it 100. I wouldn't want to be on a stripper pole and fall down. And the whole world looking at it. Now they calling me to bounce back trouble. Get it? My heart be hurt a little bit. So, you know, you got to look at people sometimes for the strength of the things that they can go through. I'm just saying. All right. I mean, how y'all feel about it?
I said my piece. You don't have Jazzy say hers. I just, you know.
I don't know. I mean, you do got to maintain that lifestyle once you're used to living it. And scorpions do make a lot of money.
Not all of them, darling.
Yeah, not all of them. You're correct. You have to be skilled.
I'm just saying, I see strippers walk
okay.
off and everybody else walk off.
Okay, pause. Hold that, y'all. Hold your thoughts. Hold that. NBA All-Star Weekend, 3,000 strippers descended on Chicago. Offset, King Capri, hosting. Y'all want me to continue?
Say what?
I'll say it again. NBA All-Star Weekend was in Chicago. 3,000 strippers descended in Chicago. Offset, Kid Capri, hosting. The strip club Calvary has arrived in Chicago with thousands of dancers literally making sure The NBA superstars and fans are well entertained during the All-Star weekend. When I tell you there's nothing but buckets of money, the good folks at Ocean's Gentlemen's Club, the Factory and Club O, says that they hired Last Coast Entertainment to promote events at all the clubs this weekend. We're told that means 3,000 strippers were swarming all over poles on Chicago. There was serious rain. The club will have 450,000 in single dollar bills on deck for each day for the customers. Who's leading the fun? Offset Kid Capri. The clubs already have sold 10 tables per night. The dancers have to folk over 300 to 350 per night to a club just to get their high heels in the door. Gentlemen's Club around Chicago, like Scores and Rick's Cabernet, are adopting NBA themes. Dancers will wear basketball uniforms to start anyway. And, of course, there will be a VIP section just for the NBA studs. Get this, they're flying high from New York, Los Angeles, Miami. They talk about it was a versatile lineup. Now, that's thoughtful.
Wow. I'm not really into struggles.
That's the whole body booty.
I had to pay you to get my money. So I'm telling you now, if I had to pay you $300, $350, I better have quadrupled that on that pole. Quadrupled that on that pole.
Well, if you go off of, like, what they be going on, this again comes back to a business part of it. Some of these artists, especially like Drake, other ones, you know, I think you said which one? Didn't you say one of the Migos?
Offset.
Okay, now, you know, he married a retired stripper. But they're known for throwing thousands and thousands of dollars. Some of them, they write it off as part of a business expense. I forgot what they put it under on the tax form. But, yeah, it becomes a write-off. So, and I think sometimes when these people are invited to these clubs, I'm pretty sure these dudes are invited. When they're invited, they get paid. They might get paid, like, $30,000 just to show up. Why? Because now everybody else is going to want to come to that strip club, and they're going to be throwing money, and they recoup that money back. But sometimes the artist is going to throw back $10,000, $15,000. So it's worth paying that little $350. The show is.
I just suggest
you stay on the low end of the pole. That's all I'm going to say.
And not the high.
Right.
I got a friend. He actually doing a film, a stripper documentary. I think it was like 12 teams of strippers. Like, it was like a competition. They had strippers and house moms. Like, each team had a house mom. They was going to different clubs and stuff from Atlanta to Miami.
It's all
No way.
Okay, was it a DVD?
It's a booming
business. Is it done? Is it still in production?
It's still in production. They ain't done filming yet.
Oof. See, now that'd be
big business.
Now, I was just gonna say, now that honestly, that would probably be something to invest in, at least look into investing in it, especially right now if they can get an interview with the stripper and get actual footage and copyrights to a little bit of footage to show that and put her in there, and they can get that out, like, within the next 90 days or something like that. That I think that right there would really go somewhere. I'm always, like, getting sales and people interested and da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it probably ain't got nothing to do with what she got going on, but if they come on, I don't know. Maybe I'm doing too much. But yeah, but still, wow. That's almost like the girls going wild.
Yep.
Strippers on lit.
All right, so I have a story that's going. Okay, so this next story is all three together. So y'all just listen, okay? All three, they all kind of like intertwine. So y'all, we missed the story back in a couple weeks ago that Lori Harvey. I didn't know that attempt auto theft, crazy surveillance video. So Atlanta tells Atlanta got called that there was surveillance footage that they were looking into the case for. That Laura Harvey was in and that she was in a possible robbery. They're like, luckily she escaped. And it was kind of her quick thinking skills that her car was about to be jacked, her 2020 Rolls Royce in this apartment complex Wednesday night. They were like, this guy, black guy, crept up by the side of her car. But he said he wouldn't have been able to get in because her key fob wasn't going to work. Without the key fob, and she jumped out, was about to beat up the suspect. There was a clean getaway. The duffel bag was the only item stolen, and it had clothes in there, right? So they got the surveillance camera, and they was like, she's lucky to be alive. Well, as of today, they're like, okay, they're looking at the guy off the robbery camera in the parking lot, but they're like, Jesse Smollett Jr., Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori Harvey, accused of staging her Atlanta car robbery for clout. So a few days, Lori Harvey's car was, like I said, in the parking lot, but she managed to get away unharmed, and things turned out well in the end. Well, the surveillance video that they were talking about that they obtained said it was kind of suspicious. And it looked like the security guards was trained directly on the scene of the crime. So they're trying to say that the footage that they have is actually the shakiness of it. It looks like a video from a handheld camera, not from a real surveillance camera. And so now we're talking about Jesse. And so the brothers was like, thank you for finally speaking up, Jesse. Thank you for clearing our name. And we're praying that you build up courage to finally tell the truth and clarifying the story. And it was a hoax. We not mad at you no more. You do got 6 counts of indictment for lying to the law enforcement. We are fully committed to the public knowing the truth, and we will cooperate with the renewed investigation. And that means testifying that needs to be done. We will do it.
See, I don't know why people give me ammunition to get people to talk about it at the water cooler. it is what it is. We can't make this shit up. I mean, how you gonna say thank you, Jesse, for clearing our name? Okay, we know Jesse fucked up. But let's keep it 100. Y'all was a part of the fuckery. And you're going to be like, thank you, Claire. Clearing your name for what? You was a part of an attempted fake robbery, motherfucker? Come on, who are you talking about?
They said they wasn't part of it. They said they wasn't part of it. He put the name in it. They was there to give him workout tips.
Okay. So how did they get arrested for beating him up?
Because he lied and said they was the ones that did it.
Okay. See, I need to do some investigating because something ain't right. So you telling me that night nobody met with Jesse? Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody rushed him up.
Nobody whipped his ass. He whipped his own ass. He did. He set all that up.
So he punches, okay. My lawyer looking at us like, stop.
Shut up.
Okay.
Don't say no more.
But they saying Laura stays hers too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I've seen
the video on TMZ. I don't know what video y'all seen, but look, I seen it look a little creepy. I mean, it looked a little suspect, but hey, you know, everybody don't pull robberies and shit off like they supposed to. Cause it looked like she went to the bag, dude tried to jump in it. It was a tight spot, so I don't know how he expected to just like pull out, cause it was in like a tight garage spot. You know what I mean? It's not like it was outside or, you know, just under a canopy or something. You can just jump in and woo, take out. No, you had to park. You had to go forward, back up. Go forward, back up. Go forward, back. I mean, that ain't no just straight up right. I mean, how do you jack somebody like that? I mean, it just ain't going to work. Come on. And okay. And then it looked like to me in the original video, I thought she put hands on him. So, you know, I thought it was real weird how she just put hands on him and then just walked off. I'm like, damn, she a G. Harvey, like, man, he got his daughter rough as hell. She got to be from the hood somewhere, somehow. Maybe she still, I'm going to stop. But, yeah, I mean, but so you saying they saying it's a hoax?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I mean, what did you hear about all this, Jazzy? Still on mute?
I was.
All right.
I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
I mean, did you get a chance to see the video?
I didn't see the video. But Miss Harvey, she's just, oh my God, I don't know what to say. If she's not jumping from dick to dick, she's doing other shit. So I don't understand. Like, your daddy got all this damn money. Like, why are you acting like this, ma'am? What is going on? Like, I know you got nothing.
Right. I mean,
what child?
Wasn't she just in the news for something else?
Yeah, you know, because Steve Harvey, she's dating Future, and Steve Harvey doesn't like Future. He still likes her ex-boyfriend, and so they've been hanging out, so he's not invited to any holidays or anything like that.
And I don't even see what the hell she sees in Future. Like, out of all the men in the world, you chose Future.
Well, you know,
Future
she done already
everybody.
Been around. Well, she done been around because, you know, she dated both daddies. She dated Puff Daddy and then Puffy's son. So, you know, she already went to the family
and
over there.
And Trey, and she was dating Trey for a while.
Trey, so, yeah. So she's getting around. She ain't found the right dollar sign yet that she's looking for. You would have thought it was Puffy, but
she's
probably too controlling.
She's acting like her mother.
Well, and that's what they say. Like mother, like daughter. Like father, like son.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all can't be putting that on people.
These are facts, sir.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We're going to take a breather, and we're going to extend the show a little bit because we got more to talk about. Because I think this is Kalani and Keisha Cole. It's called All of Me. We gonna come back right after this, y'all.
Stress with ya, love me and you own that. That's why I'm so impressed with ya, blessed with ya. If you haven't noticed, I am at my best with ya, yeah.
Yeah, they know you're my heart. Yeah, they know I'm about ya. I hate when we're apart, cause I love me around ya. Embrace all my me, when you see him know that
Yeah, Kalani, Keisha Cole, Monsters Monday, online radio with the Roar. Don't forget you can see us at MonstarsRadio.com.
Cool.
All right, ladies, we're coming back with the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. Yeah, it's getting a little wild. So, all right, who else we got on the chat block? You know, we trying to give people something to talk about at the water cooler.
I'm about to turn up the heat a little bit more because I'm telling you, I was in the clowning mood today. The Chinese doctors confirmed African blood genetic composition resists the coronavirus after students cured. So World Health Organization on the coronavirus, a large family of viruses that cause illness ranging from the common cold to more severe disease such as the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and severe acute respiratory syndrome called SARS. A novel in COV is a new strain that has not been previously identified in humans. Xin Yu is a young Cameroonian student in China recently infected with the COV virus. He was released from the hospital this morning, cured of the virus. Doctors seeking for a cure to treat the dreadful virus was amazed to see Xin Yu still alive and fit, even after contracting the virus, which has claimed 1,112 lives since it broke out in China a couple weeks ago. The Chinese doctor confirmed that Xin Yu stayed alive because of his blood genetic composition, which is mainly found in the genetic compositions of the sub-Saharan Africans. Chinese doctors also said that he's remained alive because he has black skin. The antibodies of a black are three times stronger, powerful, and resistant compared to that of the white. The African shared his opinion, saying black man is indestructible. Caucasians is always at war with our black skin because they know our melanin is our defense against all that they throw at us. This proves yet again that the black man is indestructible. Our bodies are made the same substance that make up this earth. Because we are owners of this universe, they will never wipe us off. History has already proven that, he said.
Wow. Yeah, I want to comment before I go, because you know I'm be full of shit. So you saying he didn't get it? So they didn't find a cure, but basically he fought it off and he good now.
Okay.
They must have given him some type of something.
You know what I'm saying? They must have given him some type of something. Because, like I always say, I think this is a man-made disease. So, like I said, they're probably treated as all three diseases in one. So there is a medicine for all three. So I believe that they probably given him all three. And one of those antibodies worked. Now, which one it is? Who knows? But because, you know, they always say the genetics, our body genetics are made differently than the whites, I'm pretty sure, you know, some of us can withstand different diseases. You know, that's why they say cancer is higher on one end and this is higher, diabetes is higher. You know, they always, when you go get your test, it was like, okay, this, they always separate them by the genetics. So am I surprised? No. Are our genetics different from whites? Yes. Is our melanin different? Yes. Is our pigmentation different? Yes. Is our body blood counts and all that different? Absolutely. However, they have a cure. They're just not using it. There's a cure. They're just not using it to save the people. I think Chinese people always kill their people off to reap that, you know, when it gets too crowded. They just, you know, do away with them and I think right now when Americans go over there, they're just casualties of their wipe away over there. So there's a cure for everything underneath the sun. It's with the earth and whatever the earth on how whatever the medicine from the earth produces. I'm telling you now, there's a cure for all this crazy man-made stuff that they have going on out here in the peach tree.
Right, right. I really want to go look at this information on this because I want to know where this dude was from.
Cameroon. He's from Africa.
Okay. is that like a? I mean, anybody know anything about that region?
In Africa?
In yeah, because you know, like there's, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, like there's different parts, you know, like anywhere else, you know, there's some places where some people are real, you know, I'm not going to say docile, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, real, whatever it was. There's some other people that just don't get no damn, because obviously he's from one of them areas with, or one of them neighborhoods, they just don't get no damn. I mean, I'm trying to think of the mind state of dude to just pop up and just be like, yeah, motherfucker, you can't kill me because I'm black, and we black, we indestructible, motherfucker. I'm just saying, man, where was you at instead of being like, yes, due to my lineage or my, you know, da-da-da-da-da, going back to Cameroon or where, however you pronounce where you say it was from, da-da-da. And you understand what I'm saying? It took I don't know if I'm saying it like a higher level or a higher road or, I don't know, a little more political, a better choice of words is what I'm trying to get at. Because, I mean, damn, he just popped up. I mean, who made him mad? I mean, just for real, like, I don't know. Was he still under medication? Like, some shit that give you adrenaline or something? And they just caught him at the bad moment because he's probably back at home right now and go, damn, did I really just say that in front of everybody? Oh, damn, I can't go to work tomorrow. It is what it is. Man, I'm just, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to hear about this story that Jazzy, I'm going to hear about it. Save me. Save me.
Oh, stop. Hey, it's in the skin. I'm telling you, it's in our skin. You can't hate. I don't care if you light black or white black or high yellow black or black or black. If you black, your DNA and your genetics is going to help you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm just, hey, I agree. But I'm just saying, man, you can't be doing that, like, worldwide. Like, they already be trying to say, like, there's, like, a whole thing against melanin skin. I mean, you talking about indestructible or indestructible. We're going to see if your ass bulletproof, you keep popping off like that. Okay. So you're trying to say our medicine ain't going to work? Okay. Oh, that's what's up. The pharmaceutical company going to come for his ass. Sorry. I'm just saying, man. That sounds like some homeboy from over north or down the street from the low end somewhere. Motherfucker, y'all can't fuck with me.
I think they was just saying it as, and I don't want people to, you know, be like, because I'm black, I'm indestructible, so I'm going to go get this virus. Because, you know, we got stupid people who think that way. You know what I'm saying? But just right. Know there are different genetics within your body that produces different antibodies. And, you know, because that fights off infection, that fights off different things. So don't be like, oh, I'm about to go to China and see if I'm indestructible. No, don't be dumb. Don't be dumb like that. Don't be foolish, okay?
Right.
What we're saying is there is people who have, you know, a strain that is fighting, who can, their bodies can fight off that type of stuff. Just like, you know, people who have a chicken pox virus, they don't get chicken pox, but the kids around them get chicken pox. So sometimes we have, like, different type of antibodies in our body that can fight off a virus that comes or a disease that comes. You know what I'm saying? But don't be going over trying to talk about cough on me, motherfucker. Cough on me. No, don't be foolish. Don't be like Pimp Daddy down the street who'll be like, I'm destructible. No. What we're saying is there are people who who are oh my gosh. Who can fight off viruses. Who can fight off this CRV virus. COV virus.
Right. Right.
Oh my gosh. Don't be crazy.
We have some kid out there just wilding out in front of the police. I'm all saying, ah, my melanin's getting indestructible. And yeah, melanin ain't bulletproof, motherfucker. Oh no, let me stop.
Say little Pookie okay. Shot okay. Me because I said I was indestructible.
Okay.
Talking about shooting,
yeah.
Candy Burgess 3 shot at her restaurant. She responds, Candy Burgess has spoken out about the shooting at her restaurant, and she sounds pretty devastated about it. She's like, I'm sending my thoughts and prayers to the individuals affected, going on to say an African-American business owner. It's our goal to invest in our community, which it's in Atlanta. It's called OLG. Old Lady Gang. That's the name of the restaurant, Old Lady mm-hmm. Gang. And that's the, you know, where her mom and them guys, you know, serve food at. But it happened on Friday. So, you know, a lot of stuff happens on, you know, different restaurants at different times. So police said the shooting was not random. It appears a man who was shot inside was the target, and then two other people with no connection were also hit. Police are on the hunt, but they say they don't have a motive. Chaos erupted at the restaurant, outside of the restaurant, and then it went inside the restaurant, shooting with three being affected by the shooter. So hopefully it wasn't nobody, you know, doing a threesome that got pissed off. Hopefully it was, you know, they can find out who it was. It wasn't like I'm just coming in to tear it up. It was the target.
Wait, what?
I know, right?
What? Where did the Days of Our Lives episode begin? Hopefully it wasn't a threesome. No. I mean, wait, what? Okay.
Or like, you know, hopefully it wasn't like a love triangle. You know, I hit you on accident knowing that you was involved. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah.
I mean, I get where you go. Where, I mean, I understand it. I get it. I do. I do, but I mean, damn, right now. Okay. See, I'm flustered now. I can't remember what I was even going to say about the whole situation. I did see it. Yeah, Candy Burgess it seems to be pretty devastated about it. I mean, I would be too. I mean, like, people, especially black business owners, we really, really appreciate patronage when people come and, you know, spend money with us, and especially when they love our, like, what we do, especially when it's like food or something like that. There's a lot of places you can go, but you come shop with us. So for something to happen like in front of our store, even on our block, I mean, it's like devastating to us. So for that to happen, I mean, it's a really big thing, and in so many words. But I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I always be like, but why has it got to be? I mean, obviously it wasn't like really related to her restaurant. I could see if they said like it was like a waiter that worked there and something happened with the waiter or with somebody, an employee or, you know, part of the establishment. But obviously it was something that happened between some other people not related to the restaurant at all. So I don't even really understand why they tying her name into it and making it go
mm-hmm.
so big. I mean, unless she's trying to do, you know, damage control because she wants people to feel safe. You know, she don't want people to think that, you know, hey, something can happen to you if you come to my restaurant. But,
oh,
I mean,
you know it was damage control.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, businesses mm-hmm. always get targeted, you know. And once someone feels like they're not safe at a establishment, they don't go back no more. So I think she was showing her compassion to her
mm-hmm.
regular people that, you know, patronizes her. And then I think she was saying, I'm going to use this opportunity as, you know, again, to say, hey, OLG is a place you need to come to and a place you need to be at. You know, so I think it was a twofold.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you gotta make people feel safe. I mean, even if they gotta come in and be like, yeah, can I get a number 6 with some extra seasonings, and you know, let me get a sweet tea and a security guard. Can I get that to go? Yes, please. I'm just saying.
You gotta make Can I come in? Please disregard those two armed guards, security guards at the front door, and this metal detector that you're about to go walk through and walk back out. You will feel safe here. Thank you. And come on through. How can I take your order, please?
Right. So, why is there a ledge above the cashier section? Oh, don't worry about it. Don't look up there. Does shit go wrong? Yeah, okay. So, Jazzy, you down in the ATL area. Have you ever been to this establishment or passed by it maybe? Got yourself on mute still?
I'm sorry, yes. So I have myself on mute. I'm walking through the house, and it is loud as hell because everybody in this motherfucker act like they are deaf and can't fucking hear.
Young kids, boy, I tell you.
I'm finna move out and leave everybody. I can't even hear myself
saying,
though. God dang.
Oh, snap. So, all right, man. Have you been to, did you say that the restaurant is in ATL, right?
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
OLG. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to
and
Candy Bird's
restaurant?
Called, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old Lady Gang.
The girl from Escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Candy not Bird. Been in it, but I have rode by it several times.
Oh, okay. Does it look nice? Was it packed?
It was packed. I've seen videos on her Instagram, but I haven't actually physically been in there myself.
Right. Okay.
I'm real picky with food, and I can't eat everything.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I be trying to hit them spots, you know what I mean, when I be out and about on the road and stuff. There was one, I can't remember what show it was from, when we went to Colorado. There was somebody was like, yeah, this is one that's on TV, da-da-da-da-da-da, but it was like an hour and a half to get in there. Like, man, shit, I'm hungry now. I starved to death
There's a restaurant here called... The Slutty Vegan. It is a vegan joint. And no lie, every time I ride by that restaurant, it is a line from the door all the way down the street.
Okay. I wonder how, you know what, I'm going to stop. But the Slutty Vegan.
Yes.
Y'all can imagine what vegan. I really want to say. Okay. I'm gonna be nice. All right.
I don't know why they want
we got more entertainment news.
Nope, that was it. That was the last one.
Right. Okay. Who got the background sound like Darth Vader?
It sounds like the Matrix.
Right.
Man, listen, I am in the studio. That is the TV in the living room.
Wow.
You can hear it through the wall. Exactly.
Alright. So you said you had something that we were going to touch on for Black History. What was the other segment, please? We got
Okay, So, you know, we had our freedom fighters and what they fought for. What is your fuel and what is your inspiration to want to change?
That's what they ask the people, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So let us think on it. Throw a track on.
Oh.
And let us think on it. You got some music ready?
Oh.
You can we bump a little? Can we groove a little? Can we rock with it?
Oh man, I wasn't ready yet.
What?
DJ, you're
supposed to be ready all times. All times, DJ.
Yeah, but you didn't say you was going to set it up for Black History. I mean, and then be like, play a song. I mean,
play a song.
Yeah, I got songs, but I don't want to play some Suck Me to Sleep. You know what I mean? I play some, that's why. Gave me some kind
Are
of
you looking?
One,
I mean,
I,
come on, play some. We is about to get into the Freedom Fighters Black History. Do some Prince
oh
or something. He's in history. Do some,
oh my,
you know.
Goodness. She's trying to shoo me. She's trying to shoo me
through
the line.
DJ Quick is history.
Oh, my goodness. This is why I like DJ Money. It's called Cassius Black Excellence.
Go DJ.
Unbelievable.
You, George Fulman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
Hold up. Black excellence, I be rapping it differently. That how a coach tell him how are you with his rapping thing. Underrated from Shock the City with all the flavor. My bitches ball like I'm Q McCarty's Annihilator. Black excellence, we depart from the negative, boy. Black denim that keep a knot like a pessimist, boy. Black niggas hate black niggas, that's evident. So keep black windows with mass niggas that never miss, boy. Charles Manson is celebrated, somebody saved. Dr. Savvy was really current with people gave. I'm a beacon of what you become if you got passion. I feel like Ali, but feel like I be where all the cash is. Never could reach the masses. Labels said I'm too deep, and I told them people that's drowning. Black executed for moving around. And maybe I think too deep, but I think it be for this brown skin. Pro-black is an anti-white, but how we act like we don't see no Tiki torches at night. Dead. Pro-black is an anti-white, but if a Nazi try me, catch these Ali hands on sight.
He's young, he's handsome, he's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion in the world.
Boy, yeah, black excellence. A young perfectionist, white America's fairest, intelligent men with melanin. Rap effortless, son of African immigrants. Every bag of this pack like I'm about to push with anyone. You a feel nigga, posing as real nigga. And Uncle Tom that can sort of rhyme so they deal with you. With me, I see through it. The Honorable Wale for Lauren Cassius, Muhammad Sonny, listen, you little niggas. Say my name, now say my name. To the rap that lift up my fist, Mr. Heyman pay me my loot. Black excellence, Black Lexus that never drive it. Ride me if you get the drift. I'm the underdog, they don't talk about what I've done. The R7, the 1-7 bell, you'll be done. I talk how I talk, I'm walking that war. Could never fight for a country that want me to fall. Exile for a short minute when Zyla was born. I beef with her mom a little, it's throwing me off. But I'm back, that's my word. If he bagged that I'd be in his feedback, it go brrr, like that with the words. Black excellence. Chocolate City, bitch. I'm on the phone with Coon and talking to Millie, bitch. Chester correction, no cut the message all really quick. No pressure, impressive, despite they effort hit him again.
You have a collect call for
Devil Lemon, ECR, and I'ma rep my dog. Yeah, nah, y'all never catch my buff. I mean, I write it, I really write it. I'm still Southpaw, awkward, lefty, introvert. It's hard to get in me, that's why I'm in interviews high, cause I be highly defensive for real. I'm black and I'm proud. No walking me down. We shocking the world again. Let me get that out. Wow.
I shook out the world. And I'm the greatest thing that ever lived. I shook out the world.
Yeah.
And I'm upset by the nothing.
Black,
I must be the greatest. I shook out the world. You must listen to me. I am the devil.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Say my name, Olu.
See, it's unbelievable. I think that's a little more better than just slapping anything on there. Catch me off my pity foot.
DJ, I have faith in you, DJ. You know what I'm saying? You better know how to slap some men in the midst of adversity. DJ, E-Monster, that's your job. I'm just saying. You put me on the spot. I had to put you on the spot. It's unbelievable. You got some spoken word for us tonight. Hell yeah. DJ, you got some music for us? Hell yeah. That's what we do. Okay, so freedom fighting. What is your fuel to fight, and what is your inspiration that makes you want to change the world?
Dude, that's a deep question. That's a deep question. I know a lot of people are like, I'm going to need a couple of days to think on that. Well, that's a deep one. That's one of the ones that probably should ride throughout the whole week and then allow people to drop comments. But, you know, I think we kind of touched this a little bit last week. What was it, Comic Cafe? You know, we do our community issues, politics, and things like that. If you tuned in, as you know, mine is basically the freedom of speech, being able to say what you believe, present things that, you know, other people may not want to present, and present the truth. Real journalism, things like that. So, you know, that's really my fight. My, you know, I got other aspirations, but really that's my fight right now. Power to the people, keep the word moving through, the airways. Cause, you know, there's papers, magazines, other media forms, and I choose this one.
Yeah,
I mean,
my fuel is putting my word to work and make my work be inspirational through motivation and teaching. My inspiration is growth and maximizing everyone that I come across their maximum potential in life. Like, I don't want you to be mediocre. I want you to reach your maximum potential. So if I can play a part in that through my words with work and my motivation and inspiration, I know that that can help change the world, because I know the powerfulness that I give, and I know the vibrations that I give, and it's genuine and it's authentic. And so with that, I know it can start changing, but you got to know when to listen, how to listen, when to be quiet, when to show, and make your work, you know, have to work for itself. Like, if you're going to put the work in, you got to be able to not stop. You can't stop. You got to be consistent in all your ways. And so with that, comes adversity and diversity, and you got to know how much stamina you have to make sure that you can help people maximize their greatest potential within themselves. And I do that through spoken words, through journaling, through, you know, like I said, having workshops and different things like that. So you got to know what you have to change in you so you can help them change. Because if you ain't got nothing, no substance behind you, they're going to be like, well, how you know? You live by your testimony.
Right. You kind of inspire me in my answer a little more. Because I think, like, you know, a lot of times people, they don't have the knowledge where it wasn't brought to them, or they were denied, or, you know, maybe they didn't know they could reach out and access certain knowledge. That's one of the things I try to bring, the empowerment of knowledge, whether it be of self or just what's going on in the world. That's why I talk about conspiracy theories and all those type of things, because sometimes people, they don't be knowing, like, you know, like, there's all kinds of things, like, an example. Like, some people don't know, like, the whole background behind Christmas or the background behind, you know, Easter or anything. You know, it don't have to be about malice. It's just knowing what certain things are about. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes people forget. You can go seek these, the knowledge on certain things and find out the background. Mm-hmm. It might not be for you. It may be the wonderful thing for you. But, you know, it's just the power of, you know, having the freedom to put out the truth. And people can try to absorb it or go find out. And, hey, if my truth ain't the real truth, let me know. So I can spread the real word. I'm just saying. So, you know.
Well, your truth is your truth. Everyone's truth is different. Like, there's no real truth that's out there. It's everybody's interpretation of the truth and how they accept the truth and how they perceive the truth. Because just because you may believe one way doesn't mean that that's not true. I just may believe in it a different way, but it still may have, it does it still equate to the same value and the same respect and the same, you know, does it still have the same weight, you know, that will make you move forward? Or is that truth going to make you go backwards? See, if anything that's devaluing you, then it ain't 100% true. It may have some truth in it. But if it's moving you forward, then you will say, okay, there's more truth to that. Because if it ain't uplifting you, then how much truth is that if it's making you feel bad? No, there's no truth in that.
Well, that's a whole another conversation and a whole another podcast. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer in the truth is unbiased. I mean, I get what you're saying about perception and everything, but the truth is the truth. Now, if it's half the truth, that's not the truth. That's only half of the truth. But the truth is the truth, whether how you want to see it and how it makes you feel afterwards might be some old personal shit. But like I said, that's a whole nother conversation.
But that helps change the world, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that helps change the world when someone knows what truth means to them. You know what I'm saying? That fuel may be what, you know, people may like, I live off the fuel of truth. Well, what is truth? Because truth ain't always true. Everybody may tell you some of the truth, but not the whole truth. So how do you know if that's the truth? So help you God.
See, it's a whole nother.
I'm just saying.
Definitely.
Make it go,
Definitely something to talk about at the water cooler. So, all right. Let's see. So, tomorrow, we got Nino Brown, the director. He'll be on the show tomorrow. We're going to see how he got started, some of the things he did. I like his bio. So he'll be tuning in tomorrow via Jazzy B here. So, all right, so we'll be looking out for that tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. You'll still have time to call in and take over and let us know what you do. It's probably the only night of the week you can call into any radio and take over. We just saying, be right here on Blog Talk. You know the number for tomorrow. It's the same number for tonight, 563-993-4111. Make sure you call in. That show is also being sponsored by the Soul of Me Speaks author, Ms. UnbelievableE.K. Make sure you get that in there. You can go to MonstarsRadio.com. You can find a link to her book. Support the book because the book helps her support our show. Also, Monster U.S. Apparel. And that's the show's telling me, shut up, you took too long. Picasso Painting and Elite Way Management. Any last words before we get up out of here, Miss Unbelievable?
See you tomorrow and understand that change makes a difference. We're looking forward to seeing you and hearing from you tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. So let me speak. Mwah.
All right, I don't know if you want to tap in there, Jazzy. If not, make sure y'all check her out also on the Monstars radio page under the Monstars crew. You can connect with her. Oh, there we go. You got any last words for the people?
Do something fucking productive.
And don't go to jail.
In that order. In that order. Alright. So have a good night. Hopefully you tune in tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. If you want to hashtag and find out about the shows, so you can figure out which archive you want to check out, all you got to do is do the hashtag the night of the show, and then put in caps MRL at the back. So if it's Monstrous Monday, put that in. Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, so on and so forth. So I got some new sexy music for y'all on Wet Wednesday. It might not be much conversation. It might be a little more dip in it. But you'll have to tune in to check that out. But for tonight, like Jazzy said, hey, do something productive and don't go to jail. Have a good night, y'all. We out of here.